He said, just a regular time. All of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord fell. Two families walked in the back door, brand new people. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. From that Sunday forward, for 9 months, every service, God filled people with the Holy Ghost and they baptized people. And he said, we wasn't doing anything different other than just loving God. Amen. And I'm thankful that God does have a plan. God does have souls. Amen. But that doesn't give me the ability to sit back and just say, okay, God, I'm waiting on you. God's not waiting on you. I mean, we don't need to wait on God. God's waiting on you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's waiting on you. I want to go to John, the fourth chapter today. John 4, 23 and 24. Beautiful passage of scripture. Jesus talking to the woman at the well. And he gives a valuable, valuable piece of truth here. All his word is truth, but I want to just begin to acknowledge what he spoke to her in John 4, 23. And I could quote it. You probably could quote it, but I'd like to read it. Amen. John 4, 23. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers, everybody say true worshipers. Believe me, if there's true worshipers, there's also false worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's looking for true worshipers. And the definition of true worship would be just right there. They're going to worship in spirit and in truth. God seeketh those. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Again, he repeats that to begin to emphasize, amen, what worship is all about. Amen. Will you turn with me to Psalm 107 now? Psalm 107. Psalm 107 verses 1 through 8 is where I want to read today. The scripture says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. How many of you have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Amen. You've been snatched from the enemy. Titleship, ownership, all that. When you're redeemed, that means you don't no longer belong to that. Amen. I don't belong in the hand of the enemy. Praise God. And he gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and the south. They wandered in wilderness and in a solitary place, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainteth in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they may go to a city of habitation. Verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. All through this chapter, you'll find a very similitude and pattern where the Lord has reached down, delivered, and blessed somebody that was in desperation. And then it would bring a back to the point, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works and to the children of men. Then he goes right back into the same pattern and telling how he delivered this one and done a great work. Then it begins to go back again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. I wonder today, amen, how wonderful, amen, it would be for people to realize what God's done for them. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Today I want to talk to you when the longing of God meets the longing of man. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, would you touch us today? We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for your liberty. Thank you for your goodness and fire today that you put inside of a heart. Amen. That keeps us keep going on. We give you praise and we honor you today in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The concept of longing, as longing is a deep, persistent desire for something that may be distant or something that is unattainable. It may be vacant. It may not. It may be absent in a life. I've seen people look for things. Amen. They had a longing for something and they just could not find it. It seemed that every time they thought they had it, it eluded them. And I want to say it's more than a simple wish. A longing is an ache for fulfillment that drives something inside of you. I mean, he's ever had an aching for something inside of you before? Amen. Oh, is there ever an hour we need an aching for God? We need an aching for godliness and truth. Amen. It's the now. It's the time. And this longing, I find, is present, not just in mankind, but God is longing. He's looking, desiring for somebody to come to him and worship him. And man longs for meaning. Man longs for satisfaction and purpose. Amen. Men look for fulfillment. Amen. I'm tired of pacifiers. Amen. Pacifiers don't do anything for your hunger. They just plug up the hole in your mouth for a little bit. And God don't want us to be one that always just wanting a pacifier in our mouth. Amen. God wants to satisfy the soul with his power. But it will not come till we get a hunger and a thirst for the things that God desires, amen, to have in your life. What happens when the longing of God and the longing of man collides? Isn't it amazing? Revival comes. Amen. How many could stand Holy Ghost revival today in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to be just a one that is just almost a side wonder, but one that sits on the sidelines. Amen. I don't want to be a side wonder either. Amen. I don't want to be somebody that just is one in the crowd, but I want to be the one that has the glory of God revived inside of my soul, the fire of God burning in me. Amen. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? You ought to get hungry for the things of God. There ought to be an appetite. I need you, God. But I'm glad that my God is not dead. My God is alive today. My God is present. The longing of God has always been that he had a desire, intense desire, for a relationship with humanity. Amen. He's always longed for man to turn to him. Isn't it crazy? Man has always turned to other things. God is looking for true repentance. But in order for there to be true worship, you got to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now you notice when you read that scripture in 4:23 and 24, it says it's truth and spirit. That word spirit doesn't mean the spirit of God, but it means with your spirit, with your attitude and your being. And God longs for a relationship with man. Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm glad that my God's battery doesn't go out. My God's fuse doesn't go out, but my God has an everlasting love. Amen. Oh, if man could just worship God, if man could just tap into the love of God, you wouldn't want anything else but God. God looks for somebody to love him. Deuteronomy 6 and 5 says, God desires to be loved with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength. God just don't want just a weekend warrior here. Weekend warriors are weak. Amen. But God's looking for somebody on fire, somebody to let the power and the fire of God burn inside of their being. God wants somebody with an aching inside that says, God, I want nothing less but you. I want the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't want dead church. I don't want a dead religion. I don't want a dead walk, but I want the Holy Ghost and fire to burn inside me. Amen. Hallelujah. He desires, amen, for man to repent. You know, repentance is not a one-time deal. Amen. Amen. Pentecostals act like repentance is just something you did. Repentance is something you do by continuance. Amen. God is looking for that. He's looking for his glory to live inside of you. Amen. We need to live a repented life. Somebody needs to say amen. It's not just a one-time deal. It's not just saying, God, I'm sorry because I did. Amen. But it's staying in that place of a repentant mode, a turn to God, a surrender to God. Amen. Oh, friend, God is looking for somebody to give themselves to him, somebody to buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Hear me. God is looking for somebody that's real. Don't you want the realness and the fullness of God? Amen. There's some people satisfied with just, amen, coming to church like a spiritual car wash and just getting, you know, a good little cleansing and walk out back into a muddy, filthy world. But I want to tell you, I want the power of God, that while I'm living in a muddy, filthy world, that I could be an overcomer. I could be a light in this old darkened world. Amen. I need the church. Amen. I need that Sunday morning and Sunday night. I need the church. Amen. The church services. But friend, I need something to carry me every day of my life. And that's what God wants in your life. He don't want to be a weekend lover. He don't want to be a part-timer. He wants to love you with that everlasting love. You know, we want God to do his part, but God wants you to do your part. Amen. In fact, Ezekiel said, 33:11 said, God take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires their return. God's looking for a return. Have you ever invested in something and you start looking for your return? Amen. How many's looking for a return today? Amen. I'm looking for a return of living for God. Amen. I'm looking for God's promises to be fulfilled. Amen. Oh, friend, but not only that, but I'm looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I heard it all my life. I've heard it preached, you know, the Lord could come. Oh, and friend, I could remember times thinking years ago when I was a kid, the preacher could start preaching, you know, the Lord could come tonight. And I could remember having that fear inside me saying, oh, God, my heart is not right. Amen. Oh, I would clean my heart and I would get myself shaping up. Amen. I want to tell you, God's still coming. Amen. That doesn't mean that God has changed his mind. God is still on the way, and we need to be people that are looking for the return of the Lord. Well, Brother Charles Grisham made a statement years ago. He said, why is it that when we preach about the coming of the Lord, everybody gets sad? Everybody, oh, you see a church, when you start preaching about the coming of the Lord, amen, they get so sad. He said, we ought to be rejoicing. The Lord's coming. Hallelujah. Oh, you need to say, Maranatha. Oh, hey, celebrate. God's coming. Amen. Oh, friend, get your house together. The Lord's coming. You ought to be excited that the Lord is returning. I've watched people through the years. Man, they act like the coming of the Lord is going to be some kind of, you know, for the church, it ought to be some kind of, no. I want to tell you, amen, it's going to be a great fulfillment of everything you've lived for. I'm telling you, talking about a return on investment. Amen. God's going to give you more than what you dream. Heaven is more than just street of gold, walls of jasper. I'm not going there for there. Amen. I'm going there to be with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. All the glitter, the gold, all the different things of heaven, it's not what I'm after. But I'm after that place to be with Christ forever and ever, to worship him. Amen. To be with him. One man said, just give me a little cabin. That's not what I'm after either. Praise God. A cabin is too simple and too far. Amen. Somebody just build my mansion next door to Jesus. No. Next door is too far. I don't want Jesus to be my next door neighbor. I want Jesus to be my inside lover and inside, amen, king of my life. I want to be right there with him. Amen. Hallelujah. They've got all kind of concepts, you know. I go to funerals and I hear people preach, well, he's over there in the street to go right now. You know, he's got his lawnmower there mowing the yard. How foolish. Or he, you know, he's in his boat fishing over there. Or, oh, she's at a big garage sale in heaven. Foolish. Not everybody's going to heaven. Good people don't go to heaven. Righteous people does. I want to tell you, there's not one of us deserve the presence of God. Not one of us deserves the goodness of the Lord today. Hey, we're getting what we don't deserve when we come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, friend, if the world's not out there, like my wife has read on Tuesday night, two different Tuesday nights we've read it. Amen. We'll read it again sometime. But hear me, the world's not out there. The world is that evil that we feel every day inside of our heart that we have to counter. But I'm glad I have something to counter the evil. Amen. Hallelujah. We teach our children, oh, the world's out there. No. Evil's right here in the heart every day of your life, and you got to do something with it. You got to encounter it. You have to tell the enemy, no, I am not for sale. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I'm going to glorify God in my body and my spirit, which is God's. Hear me, friend of mine, today God is looking for somebody, and he's longing for somebody to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is looking for a church to wise up, and he's looking for a church to rise up, and he's looking for you to be something, amen, in this hour for his kingdom. Amen. Looking for true worshipers. He's not looking for ritualistic worship, but sincere worship. Spiritual communion is what he's looking for. And I'm so thankful today that God's longing is for creation to walk in righteousness and experience his love. Look at the longing of man. We talked about the longing of God, but the longing of mankind. There's an inner hunger for something more. People looking for something. This week, there was something, pictures posted, four different Harris County deputies committed suicide, all succession. I don't know if they were related, but what a sad deal. These men, two men and two women that were deputies, ended their life. And sadly, I mean, there are people today that are running out of hope. They have nothing to live for. Maybe they embarrassed themselves. Maybe they did something they didn't want to face. And they feel this is an easy way out. Suicide's not a way out, friend. I'm going to say it again in the Holy Ghost. Suicide is not the way out. It's a way to hell. Amen. And many people are restless. They're wandering. And they're spiritually hungry. They're spiritually searching. And they're looking for something. And the search for satisfaction, they're looking in material things. They're looking for it in relationships. They're looking for it in success or pleasures. But yet they still end up empty. Fame does not give it to you. Money, materialism doesn't give it to you. Amen. Oh, wealth and all these different things. Popularity doesn't give it to you. Authority doesn't give it to you. You become elected physician. Position. It did not give you any authority with God. Amen. Hear me. I'm thankful for the fulfillment that God has for your soul. I thank God that he still wants to fulfill a heart today in this service. Amen. God is the one that will fill your cup, but he will fulfill your soul. Amen. There's an old worldly song. It says, looking for love in all the world, wrong places. A world is looking for love. They're looking for attention. They're looking for something. And you look at the big cycle of life that humanity makes, one big old cycle from cultures, and even when people didn't have nothing but dirt floors, they still made the same circle, seeking and looking. Amen. Well, they moved up in the world, and pretty soon people started having running water and electricity in their house, but still, nothing changed. That cycle's still there from ancient times where men are searching and looking and trying to find themselves and find a fulfillment. We bring it to the hour that we're living in right now to where, amen, it's crazy. Amen. I don't have to go to Sears and Roebuck and order off the Sears and Roebuck catalog anymore and wait, for 3 weeks before it comes in, or a month. I mean, instantly you could open up Amazon or something else and you could find something you want, and tomorrow it could be on your steps. Amen. They can ship it all the way from Kentucky here within a matter of a little bit. How powerful and how, but it still don't fulfill us one bit having technology at the touch of our fingers. God is still God. I'm glad he's closer than Amazon. He's closer than the tip of your fingers on a computer system or ordering system. My God is still God today. He's an everlasting God. He doesn't quit. Oh, you ought to give thanks to the Lord and clap your hands. Amen. That God is a God that is closer than anything in your life. You know, there's a desperation in the pursuit of fulfillment today. Young people are looking for fulfillment. You know, man is willing to risk everything, spend everything, try everything in the world to fill that void on the inside. And we know only God could feel the longing of a soul. The true worshiper seeks God with a whole heart. You know, you think about it. The scripture says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. That's what God's looking for. God's ready for people to just get real, for people just to get down to business. Amen. Worship is not an event, but a lifestyle, a communion with God. Worship is not passive. It is an engagement of the Spirit. I want you to say this. Many people attend church as just an audience, but never engage. They come as an audience just to hear preaching or just a sermonize service. And I think about it. And it's kind of funny that there are people that will go to church today and listen to people sing, listen to a preacher preach, but never engage their hearts. It brings to mind years ago, There was a young man, his family, this young man went to our Christian school. His dad was not in church. They had a TV at their house. And Ricky Warren told us, he said, my grandma and my daddy was talking the other day, and my grandma was watching one of the denominational churches, and their choir was singing. And the choir director told them, and said, if you don't know the words, just sing the words peanut butter. And here they have a televised choir, televised cast of their service. And this is years ago in the mid-80s. And Ricky said, he was telling all of us boys, he said, my grandma and my daddy said, the whole choir was singing the words peanut butter, peanut. What a silly deal. We're not here to perform. We're not here to make it all look so good. And so I'm here today to please the Lord. I'm here today to crown my God. Amen. That's a lot of people come waiting on God to do something mysterious. Like you're the man that is sitting at the fountain, wait for the waters to be troubled, the pool, waiting for, hey, I want to tell you, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us. God's looking for somebody to get to that place and say, Lord, I'm here for you today. I come to serve you. I come to worship you. I come to crown you. Worship is not you just sitting back. It's not passive, but you engaging with God. A lot of people say, we had good worship today, and nobody engaged. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that people would lift their heart to God. Amen. And I've never been, even when I was growing up, I was the type of kid, amen, I was very much a weeper. I would weep in the presence of the Lord. There's people all around me, man, they could jig and they could dance. I mean, they get out now, boy, they do their little jig. And I was one, I would just melt and weep. And they looked at me like I was an idiot. Everybody worships differently. Not everybody's one that gets out in the aisle and does a jig. Because, just want to just tell you, the same dudes that were doing a jig after church were doing things they weren't supposed to do. They've learned to perform. They've learned to get in the groove. Just because the drum beat was just, getting, and you could get in the beat and not getting in the spirit. Hear me? Amen. God is looking for somebody to get engaged from their heart. Amen. A true worshiper will worship the Lord in spirit, with your heart, with everything inside of you. God has a longing for your longing. God has a desire for you to finally, amen, let him have his way and his will. Amen. What will happen this morning if somebody could get to that place to get out of your old rut that you've been in, that old mode of life that you've been in, and say, God, I've been longing for it. Difference in my life, instead of saying, one of these days I'll do it. No, today is the day of salvation. To this day, God is ready for somebody to engage with him. Amen. And let God be God in your soul. How wonderful when the longing of God meets the longing of man. Not a superficial worship, not a pumped up, primed up deal. I've been in churches before the preacher gets to preaching, and they knew how to pump it all up and to get the congregation all pumped up. And woo, man, they had the ameners, and they had, we can get somebody on the organ up here. We can get somebody on the drum. And every time I say something, I could get in the swing of things and say, come on now. Amen. And, it sounds good. It sounds like preaching. But the congregation is just learning to get in sync with that and not engaged in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling somebody today, God longs for somebody to long for him. He's looking for somebody to bring their hunger and their thirst to him and say, God, I want what you have. I want that power. I want your grace. I want the authority of you in my life. I just don't want a touch. I want you to move on in me. Look at your neighbor and say, he's preaching to you. Amen. Faith is not just belief. There's some people, they think, well, I believed on the Lord. And I had a man tell me just recently, well, I've accepted Christ. And I looked at him and said, well, good. I said, I'm glad you accepted Christ. I said, But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He looked at me and he had that puzzled look on his face. He said, I got the Holy Ghost when I accepted Christ. I said, the Bible says in Acts the 19th chapter, Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I said, Acts the 2nd chapter, he said, repent and be baptized, everyone in you, in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts the 8th chapter, Acts the 10th chapter, every occasion of the gift of the Holy Ghost being poured out was separate from just an initial experience. Amen. Oh, it was more than some people think you receive the Holy Ghost when you get water baptized, or in their terms, sprinkled. Friend, Jesus told Nicodemus, you need to be born again of the water and the Spirit. I'm telling somebody today, and in Pentecost, we're just as bad as these people that believe in once saved, always saved. We think just because we spoke in tongue 20 years ago, that's all we need. I'm telling somebody today, even the Holy Ghost is not a diploma. The Holy Ghost is a birth certificate. You need a walk every day with God. You need to find a place every day you live and die out to self and let God revive you and let the Holy Ghost flow in your system again. It's been a while since you spoke with other tongues. I'm not talking about just jabbering. We're not after tongues alone. You know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people, man. I went to a place to pray not too long ago, and this guy walked in, and I mean, he was cutting up, visiting with everybody, and the moment he hit his knees, I mean, he started on, pa-da-da-da-da-da, you know? He sounded like a machine gun over there, just jabbing in tongues. And right in the middle of it, he gets up, and I could hear him. I mean, he walks out of the prayer room, and there he is just cutting up again. I mean, his Holy Ghost was nothing but a rattle. That's all it was, just a rattle of tongue. I want to tell you, when you speak with other tongues, you ought to be surrendered by your heart, with your heart to God. It should be more than just something that you say and learn and begin to repeat. Amen. I want the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want the God of heaven to work in me. It's more than just a rattle of an unknown tongue. Amen. Or just a bunch of syllables. Amen. I want the glory of God. I thank God for people that speak with other tongues. But I want to pray through to that place where the Holy Ghost gets a hold of me that I can't do anything but speak in that holy language. Amen. Oh, how many are thankful for that power from on high? How many are thankful that God still fills people with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Amen. And the fire of His Spirit. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful today that God still has more than a load of it. My God has a fountain and rivers of living water that still wants to flow. Come on, you ought to clap. Man, this is not a Baptist church. Come on, this is an apostolic church. Somebody ought to get excited about the Holy Ghost. Come on, this is not the funeral home. This is the house of the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody ought to be excited that God is still alive. Woo! Hallelujah. Just recently in Mississippi, there was an old country Baptist church that right in the middle of, they were singing, somebody sang a special. Right in the middle of it, an old lady that was raised in that church, something struck her, and they said the power of God hit her. She shouted, and that church, church board came to her and said, you know, we don't do that here. She looked at him. She said, my daddy was one of the founding members of this church, and it started in a brush arbor. She said, way back then, she said, I was just a little girl. I can remember this church starting. And let me tell you what happened. She said, that old brush arbor, people started coming, and they started praying out loud. And she said, they would shout, and sawdust would kick up everywhere. And she said, when we built the building that's next door that is standing over there, she said, I can remember the first service there where people shouted all over that place and danced in the aisle. And she said, they spoke with other tongues. And they tried to, here's the board coming to her. We don't do that here. Oh, we've outgrown that. That's not for today. But I want to tell somebody today, amen, it's still for. It's for me. It's for you. It's for your children. It's for their children too. It's for the neighbor. It's for the drug addict. It's for whosoever will. Are you thankful the Holy Ghost is still for you? If God be for you, who can be against you today? Come on, you ought to worship the Lord for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, faith, grace through faith, the Bible says. There's people believing grace. And it's like I'm preaching to the choir today, but that's okay. I'm doing it for a purpose. You know, there's groups of people who believe the only thing you do is just accept Christ or believe. That's it. And they say, you know, grace means, you know, nothing. Well, you start reading the book of James, it says grace through faith. Then it says faith without works is what? Uh-huh. You know, faith is an action word. It's not a conceptual word. It's not just... No, faith has a doing with it. Amen. And how wonderful. Faith not only is a doing, but faith also has obedience with it. That's the part we don't like. Faith begins to require an obedient action. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But when the word of God comes, you got to do something with it. Amen. You got to do something with it. You got to obey. Amen. That former doctrine the scripture begins to talk about. Amen. I'm thankful today that there's a response that happens when we come to God. There's a response of faith that causes somebody to repent in an altar. Somebody to surrender their life completely to God. Amen. There's a faith when somebody says, I need to be baptized. Amen. For the remission of my sins. There's a faith when somebody says, I need the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling somebody this morning in the church house. Amen. God is ready to fire your heart up again with the power of his righteousness. Amen. Oh, I'm telling somebody this morning, the glory of the Holy Ghost is still for you. A long heart without the Holy Ghost is like a parched land waiting for rain. But a heart after God has the right attitude for worship. True worshipers have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. They find joy in the presence of God. They love not just God. They love not just a good move of the Holy Ghost, but they love the word of God and the ways of God. They put obedience and action inside of their Lord. They obey the word of the Lord. And their focus is not being pushed or pulled. Old man years ago when I was just in high school, in fact, his name was Garmin Collier. He was teaching economics. He said, it's not the push from behind or the pull in front. It was the drive within. And I asked him after, that was my first week at that school in Bowling, Texas. I said, Mr. Collier, I said, you had mentioned, I said, where did you get that? He said, I grew up in an old-time Methodist church. And my pastor used to say that all the time. It's not the push from behind or the pull from in front, but it's the drive within. I said, Mr. Collier, my pastor talks about many times, he talks about Methodist people who used to be shouting Methodists. Was your family shouting Methodists? He looked at me and he smiled real big and he said, indeed, they were. He said, I didn't think nobody knew what that was today. I said, are you still shouting Methodists? He said, no, we changed. Oh, I want to tell somebody, I'm glad today to tell you, I haven't changed. God hasn't changed. Amen. Is anybody here hasn't changed? Amen. You still want the things of God. My. Amen. You still love it when the flow of the Holy Ghost begins to fountain up and percolate in a service. How many of you still love it when God takes the wheel of your life and the glory of the Holy Ghost just works? Amen. Somebody ought to praise God for his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Woo. David was a man after God's heart. Psalms 42:1, as the hart panteth, or the deer panteth after the water brook, so let my soul long for you. The meeting place of longing, when God, his longing meets your longing. When somebody realizes, I need God, and God desires me. I need God. When a longing soul meets the longing heart of God, there's a divine encounter that begins to take place. How beautiful it is. Man, I've been in services where the Holy Ghost would take over and people start laughing. Ooh. The laughter of the Holy Ghost. Anybody's ever seen somebody laugh in the Holy Ghost? We had a college student here several years ago in this building from Pasadena, and she was going to SFA. She sat right here for over an hour and a half, drunk in the Holy Ghost, laughing. She would bend over, lean back, completely drunk in the Holy Ghost. How many of you ever been drunk in the Holy Ghost before? It's time to get drunk again. It's time to get so far just drunk. Amen. Some of you have never been drunk before. Amen. In the Holy Ghost, it's time for you to seek God. I want you to saturate me. God, get me on my feet. You know, and like I said, I've always been a type of kid growing up that I was a weeper. But there's been times that the Holy Ghost would come over me. Amen. And I can remember the first time ever, amen, I got lost in the Holy Ghost. In fact, when God filled me with the Holy Ghost at a youth camp in Louisiana, my dad sold some old guns to send me to that youth camp, antique guns. Thank God. My dad and mom were willing to sacrifice something. And little did they know that the shy little boy that they were sending, 11-year-old boy, in that camp, Brother J.T. Wheat was the evening speaker. Brother Murray Burr was the day speaker. And the Lord had been dealing with me. That first night of camp, I tried. But everybody got around me and started, you know, all my friends got around me, started rubbing me, pushing me. And I shut down. But the next day, Brother Murray Burr was preaching on the one, or teaching on the oneness of God. And the Spirit of the Lord started moving. And all my friends, it was right after that, it was when everybody went and ate lunch, and then they went to play ball. And I can remember, I had a white shirt on that day, and I've always been a heavy sweater. And in that part of western Louisiana, northwest Louisiana, there's a lot of pine trees like here in Nacogdoches area, and a lot of pine straw and red clay. And somehow or another, I got out from underneath the tabernacle, underneath one of those trees. And there was a man there who was, some people call them dwarfs or midgets. That man stayed with me and prayed with me. And when I came to, my white shirt was completely orange from rolling in a pine straw, speaking in other tongues. That's happened again. This happened yesterday in this place. Amen. I want to tell somebody it's still for you. God could saturate you to where you just get lost in the Holy Ghost. Church, we need to aim for this. If we're not aiming for something in our services, we're not going to hit anything. God's ready for this church to take aim for the things of God. God's wanting to fill people with the Holy Ghost. There's people that, I'm telling you, that are right close for me bringing to the house of God. I've been working on years. And I don't want them to come to a church that people are just nonchalant, don't care about souls. I don't want them to come to a church where people don't care about God. I don't want to bring them to a church where people just comes and just want to be entertained. But I want them to find people that will nurture them, mentor them, amen, and show example by your worship and by your love for God. Oh, yeah, we could get in here and we could all clap our hands and jump. That's not what we're after. We're after somebody that knows how to just worship in spirit and in truth and let God's spirit flow. Amen, I want you to lift your hands this morning. The Holy Ghost is ministering. There's a big longing God has for somebody, amen, to get a longing for him. Somebody to get hungry and thirsty for his spirit. A longing and a desire, amen, for the glory of God, amen, to live in your life. Oh, he's not looking for an audience today. He's looking for somebody to worship him, somebody to long for him and love him and say, God, I want the old path. I want the fountain to spring up. I want rivers of living water. I just don't want to taste from yesterday. I don't want just a canned thing. Oh God, where I just come and occasionally get it. But God, let it flow when I'm driving down the road. Let it flow in my home. Let it flow where I work and let it flow in my soul. Oh God, come alive in me. Awaken and resurrect my soul. God, let my longing connect with your longing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need some elders in this place that remember revival years ago where people run to the altar. I need some elders to lift your hands and pray for that right now. God, let our young people know the power of revival. Oh, I need some elders that came in from a world of sin that remember what it's like, amen, to look and research and reach, amen, for the things of God, amen, and find the grip of God's grace. Amen, God would snatch you out of hell, out of the pit of sin. I need somebody to pray with me, Lord. Revive and do it again, oh God. Do it again in our hour. God, we pray for revival. We pray for a Holy Ghost encounter. We pray, Lord, for visitation of your spirit in our generation. Hunger. Thirst, a longing for God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want you to come. I want you to come together around the front. And I'm going to ask something so crazy. I'm going to ask you to come and find a place in the front area. If you want to sit on the altar, sit on the platform, sit in the front couple of pews or benches, chairs, whatever. Amen. I want you to just come, and I want you to just, amen, to come with that sincere search this morning. I want you to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to sit down. The reason why I felt the Holy Ghost, amen, I want you to sit like you're sitting at the table of the Lord. If you want to kneel, go ahead, but I want those that are sitting, I want you to sit like you're at the table of the Lord. On that table is things that your soul craves, that God has put there. The promise of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God. God has made it just for you today, just for you, not somebody else. And God tells you, come on, it's just what you need. Come on, dine, take it. Come on, ingest it. You may get a hold of it, chew on it. Put it in your mouth. Taste and see that it's good. Hallelujah. Would you get a bite of it today? Would somebody get a drink of it? Would somebody begin to take it and put it in your system? Amen. Somebody begin to chew on what God is trying to give the church. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, come on, God's want to fuel and feed somebody's soul right now. Oh, come on, dine. Come on, eat, saint of God. Come on, get what God has given you right now. Somebody get a hold of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I want somebody to partake right now. Lord, I love you. I want to receive. Oh, God, I want to receive. Hallelujah, I want to receive from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody have a drink from the fountain of the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, God has not gone on vacation. Come on, God hasn't took a U-Haul and left out. Remember, the presence of God is in this room right now. There's somebody, it's been a while for you since you've tasted. Oh, God wants to give you something. He wants to fuel your soul with a renewing and a strength that he's been given. Amen. Oh, that he's already paid for just you. My soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we could blame somebody else. We could blame somebody. We could blame young people. We could blame old people. We could blame in between. We could blame the music. We could blame the pastor. But what about you today? Come on, you're at the table of God. Get what God has for you. Come on, get what God is measuring out for you right now. Adama Boriala Maisalala Hilaya. Holy, 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 holy. Nidala Mahasaraya. Come on, would you give liberty to the Holy Ghost? If it's been a while since the Holy Ghost has taken over in your life, amen, I feel that somebody today, God wants you to speak with other tongues. Amen, it's been a while for you. Amen, God wants somebody to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen, he wants that spirit power to flow again in your life. Amen, that fountain, that rivers of living water to percolate through your system. Hallelujah, the realness and the fullness of, come on, God's preparing somebody for eternal things. Amen. Somebody in this place, God is ready, amen, to work through your life. Amen. Come on, let God, let the Holy Ghost reach to him. Amen. Reach to him and let God today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Come on, worship him. He's right there. He's right here close this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, we encourage you. Press a little further right now. Come on, somebody needs to wade out a little bit deeper. Come on, there's a realm of the Holy Ghost. Don't restrict yourself. Come on, let the Holy Ghost take over right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Open the door. Come on. Hallelujah. Press your way through the portal. Amen. Get before the throne of grace this morning. Come on, come boldly before the throne this morning. God's been waiting on you. Amen. Oh, God's been waiting on you, sister. God's been waiting. God's been waiting. Come on, let it be a reunion day for you. Hallelujah. I've got to speak to somebody in the Holy Ghost. Right now you feel condemned on the inside. Condemnation tells you you have no right to come before the throne of God. Right now, if you would surrender that, Lord, you're not the author of condemnation. God, I give you this feeling that I feel right now. God, that tells me, Lord, that it's telling me I'm not fit to come before you. Lord, would you take, God, whatever, God, inside me, Lord, that may not be fit and wash me. Come on, would you ask God's fountain to flow to cleanse you? Come on, God's want to make somebody whole. Amen. Somebody, he wants to heal a relationship. He wants to heal somebody's heart and their mind. Hallelujah. Come on, let the cleansing virtue of the Holy Ghost flow. Come on, God is long for this day. Come on, let the Spirit of God breathe inside of your spirit. Let the Spirit of God breathe inside of you right now. Oh, God wants to resurrect something inside of you. There's people that used to be prayer warriors that are sitting up here today at the table of the Lord, that God wants to restore the spirit of prayer. When you prayed, when you used to have a prayer life, amen, there was something powerful that were happening in your life. There was a cleansing and there was a power and an authority. Amen. But through the times, something has dissolved and it's no longer there. God wants to renew that. God wants to reignite that power, amen, that glory, that prayer life again. Amen. God wants to use you as a prayer warrior and intercessor. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Holy Ghost, come on, let the Spirit of God revive you. Come on, those of you that remember the old school, even the old school is still the right school. You remember how they prayed? I want you to pray like you remember they prayed years ago. Oh, we need somebody to teach our children how to get back and engage in the spirit realm. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, come on, would you let God use you right now? Come on, would you let the spirit of prayer settle on you, that mantle of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want you to pray for anybody else. I want you to pray for you today. Don't pray for your children right now. That's not the appropriate time. Amen. The spirit of prayer comes over you. Amen. It would be appropriate. I want you to pray for you right now, Lord. You're my God. Let my longing, God, my spirit, Lord, be connected to you. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray, God, ignite, reunite that in me, Lord. Holy is your name, righteous King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, brothers in this church. Come on, young men. Amen. Lift your voice and seek God. Young ladies, pray with us. Come on, young ladies. Hallelujah. Come on, ladies. Come on. Come on, sisters. Come on, daughters of Zion. Lift your voice. Come on, daughters. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, would you receive a burden right now? Come on, receive a burden for revival. Amen. God wants to put a burden on this church for revival. Amen. A burden for the things of God, for the spirit of prayer. God, put your mantle on your people. God. Come on, search your heart right now. Let there be heart searching, Lord, everything in me, Lord. Every spirit in me, God, every bit of laziness that I have, every spiritual seed of laziness, Lord. God, every root of bitterness, every root, God, of discouragement. God, every root of despair, God, get it by the root. Come on, get it by the root and hand it to the Lord right now. Every holdback, every rotten excuse that's there, everything that you know that is not right and appropriate before God. Come on, somebody needs to hand it to the Lord. Come on, every troubling thought, everything that has just hindered you through the years, even through your time, when you're to give it over to God. Hallelujah, Lord, here it is. God, here am I with it. Come on, give it to God and give yourself to God with it. I need you, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. I give it over to you. I give it over to you. Every spirit that's held the reins to my heart that is not your spirit. God, everything that has held me back, God, I give it to you. God, every wrong ambition, every wrong aspiration, everything, oh God, I give it, I surrender. I give it over to you right now. I surrender it to you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let there be a searching of the heart and a surrender right now. Come on, there's things you've been wrestling with that you have no business wrestling with. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, give it over to God. Amen. Things that have confused you, things that have discouraged you. Amen. That's not your battle. That's not your wrestling match. Come on, give it to God. That giant don't belong to you. Amen. Give it to God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you see that which is roaring in my heart, Lord, against you and against me, God. I come against it by the power, the authority of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, with your blood wash, with your spirit purge, oh God, with your word come alive inside of us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, would you ask God to search every crevice, every corner of your heart? Come on, ask him, Lord, take the searchlight. Search, God, reveal. God, reach. God, help me to get a hold of everything in the corner, everything in the shadows of my mind, Lord. Everything that hinders, God, your spirit, that hinders me from engaging with you, Lord. God, every holdback, God, everything, Lord Jesus, every measure of carnality, every measure, God, of wholesomeness and holiness and thankfulness, Lord. I give it to you. I give it to you. I give it to you. Hallelujah. Come on, sister. Amen. Come on, give it to the Lord. Brother, give it to the Lord this morning. Don't let it hinder you another day. Come on, get it by the roots and hand it to God. I give it to you, Lord. I surrender it to you today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's someone here today, you've asked God to forgive you the same thing many times, and you feel unforgiven of it. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you in the Holy Ghost right now, amen, would you right now finally just go ahead and say, God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I receive the forgiveness, God, of this. And I thank you right now, God, for the cleansing flood of your spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ now flow all over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In fact, I want people to lift their hands right now. And I want you to adore the Lord right now, the presence of the Lord. Come on, he's the one that's here today. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to adore the Lord in the house. Elah ma'ikava. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him and adore him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, crown the Lord this morning, sister. Crown the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. I worship you, my Jesus, my shepherd, my Savior, my God. You're holy. You're worthy. Elon Boparata. Come on, you ought to gain interest right now in emphasis for God. Come on, let your praise and adoration now become greater. Come on, let it become praise and worship now. Amen. Lord, help my praise now. God, to help me to enter into that place of worship. Come on, the Holy Ghost is ready. Amen. The Holy Ghost is ready. Amen. There's a spirit that wants to lift somebody up. Amen. You've been down, depressed long enough. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Receive that answer right now. Receive that lift of the Holy Ghost. Your head's going to be picked up this day. Your heart's going to be lifted. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Holy Ghost lift you up, saint. Come on, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost is here. The joy of the Lord is here this morning. Come on, as you're giving, you're receiving right now. You're giving your worship to God, you're receiving. There's a feeling, there's a fountain. And come on, God is filling somebody right now. The joy of the Holy Ghost is being restored. Hallelujah. Come on, would you permit your worship to enter deeper? Amen. There's a place of rejoicing that God wants us to get to right now. God, help my soul to rejoice. 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 Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, it's been a while since you've even enjoyed living. You haven't even enjoyed living. The Holy Ghost is ready for you to have that joy of living for Him. God, you come to restore the joy of thy salvation, Elas. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go ahead and worship the Lord. Somebody worship the Lord. Joy in the God of your salvation. Joy in the King of Kings. My God, hallelujah. Oh my God, beautiful Savior, Likoma Daya Sarada. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Shall we lift our hands again right now? Let's just love the Lord. Give the Lord love back. God, you're beautiful and holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you and I thank you today for your blessings. Thank you for your spirit, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for the wonders of your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
All I want to do is love you. All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is stay here, right on your.
Pray that right now. Surround me, O Lord.
Oh Lord.
Surround me, O Lord. Let your presence fill this place. Of the goodness of the Lord today. The longing of God and the longing of man has got to connect. I got a hunger. I got a thirst. I got a desire, God. I want to just tell you, it all depends on your appetite. What's in your appetite? Do you hunger for the things of God? Carnal appetite will steal from you what you really need from God. Your appetite, your availability is the next thing. How available are you to God? Somebody this morning was mentioning with me, we're at that place where I think we're living an hour where we got too much stuff. We got to take care of this, take care of that. And sometimes we're so busy in life now, we're not available for God. God has this little bitty window, a little bitty slice of the pie of our life. But God should have everything. Availability. Amen. And the next thing, God has to have your attention. I want God to have my attention. Believe me, I don't want God to have to knock me off my blocks to get my attention. I want God to have my attention in such a sweet manner that he could guide me with his eye. That God could speak to me without God having to let thunder, lightning, or tragedy happen in my life. That just notion. That's all God has to do. And when God gives me just a notion, that's all it takes. Just a nudge. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. There's some mules that are so stubborn that even somebody hitting a mule on the head, it don't get the message. I don't want to be stubborn. I want God to have my attention, my availability, and my appetite. Amen. All of me. Praise God. I sure love and appreciate you today. Amen. I want to lead you to the things of God. I want to lead you into victory. I want you to be a victorious warrior for God, a good soldier. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Andrea, so blessed to see you, sis. And amen. Tonight is our fifth Sunday. Not only that, but after service tonight, we have our birthday anniversary celebration. We come and we share fellowship tonight in a third building. And I believe it's salads and sandwiches. I'm not certain. What is it, sis? Okay. Yes. This evening service, I've asked Brother Steve Sanders to come and be with us. Amen. Brother Sanders grew up with Sister Crosswhite. Brother Schubert was his pastor. He's going to be with us tonight in our evening service. Amen. We want you to come ready for God to fill people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. How many wants to be filled with the Holy Ghost? I do. I want to be filled. Amen. Praise.